100.7 WHUD, Lauren Daigle, and I believe we have one of the stars of the neighborhood on the phone right now. Good morning, Tashina Arnold. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Are you out in L.A.?
Yes, I'm out in L.A.
Oh, so this is really early. Well, we appreciate you getting up and talking to New York.
Yes, and we know you are from New York, so say hi to your old stomping grounds.
Yes, hello, New York. I miss New York. I'm happy I'm coming back to New York this week, actually. So I'm pretty excited about it.
All right, the leaves are turning colors, and, you know, you're going to love the great weather we have here.
Yes, I know. I looked on my phone and looked at the weather report. So I'm like, wow, 80 still in New York in September? Awesome.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
And you got to be so excited about the second season premiere of The Neighborhood. This has really caught on. For people that haven't been able to watch it, tell a little bit about how the show is structured.
Well, the show is structured. The executive producer, Jim Reynolds, he came up with an idea because he moved into a black neighborhood. He's a white guy, has a family, moved into a black neighborhood, and didn't realize it was a predominantly black neighborhood, and ended up loving it and ended up, you know, wanting to write something about it. So it's loosely based upon his experiences. And he came up with the idea of having a white family move into a black neighborhood. And it was just no stopping from there. I think having such an amazing guy like Cedric the Entertainer be the star of it, and Max Greenfield and Beth Bears just play these amazing roles where we get to really literally come to work and have fun every day by playing out these things that we actually go through. We'll open the script sometimes, and Beth asks me, like, what does that mean? You know, and there's a lot of white colloquialisms that they say that we don't understand. So it literally, you have two amazing families getting together and creating a show that is just a really wonderful show that we can express our cultural differences, but through laughter. We can express ourselves, even off camera, like behind the scenes, there's a lot of funny happens behind the scenes from us just interacting, acting with each other. And it's just a show that we need this kind of show, especially during these times.
We do. We need The Neighborhood. Now, tell us about your character.
Tina, I love my character, Tina. Actually, when Jim first wrote her, she was kind of a holy roller. And I told Jim, I said, yeah, you know, that's kind of the easier route to go, the holy roller status. I want to go, you know, where you don't know a whole lot about Tina, but find out as time progresses. So Tina's has a nice little background, but she's just a regular black woman in America that loves her family, that wants the best for her family. She's married to an amazing man who is a bit stubborn, but who is a wonderful guy. And they love each other. They've raised a family. They've been in the neighborhood for years. And now, you know, a white family moves into the neighborhood, and she's very excited about it because it's a change. It's a different difference. And I love the way, you know, Tina interacts with Beth. Beth and I are really good friends off camera as well. So it's these wonderful relationships that we have that I think exude through our characters as well. But Tina's she's a fun character. She's fun-loving. She's open. She likes to cook. You know, she's one of those black women in America that just anybody can meet her and just be happy. You go in her house and you'll be happy.
We're talking with Tashina Arnold, who plays the wife of Cedric the Entertainer on The Neighborhood. The second season premieres tonight on CBS. And I don't know if you saw him on Fallon the other night, but Cedric dropped your name in the middle of the interview.
Did he?
Yeah, he mentioned you and Max. And, of course, we know Max Greenfield from
yes.
New Girl. So it's perfect casting. Whoever casted the four of you really did a nice job.
Yeah. Jim took his time and really cast it, and Cedric, of course, helped, you know, him do the casting, because Cedric thought I was busy, that I couldn't work, because I auditioned like everybody else. And I said, wow, I've known Cedric 20-something years, and I've never been able to work with him. I've never worked with him. So Cedric was like, why do you tell me you wasn't working? I was just hiding you. I'm like, I don't care. I just love the fact that I got an opportunity to be a part of this. And we have Marcel Spears is just an amazing actor, and Shion McKinney, and we got Hank Greenspan. We've got a great cast of people that really love to come to work every day, and that's what it's all about. We're actors who are part of a great body of work, and we hope that, you know, our audience can watch us for many years to come.
And we hope that too. We'll be watching tonight for the annual Yardacue.
Oh yes, it's going to be a really funny episode. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, now, will you actually watch it, or because you were there when you made it, you don't have to watch?
Let me. That's funny that you asked me that, because I'm one of those actors. I hate watching myself, but my sister, who's my manager, Zanae, she's like, Tashina, you have to watch it. So I always watch the honorary first episode of every season.
Well,
so
good
I know
for
what
you.
I'm talking about.
Well, there'll be a lot of eyeballs watching this show tonight. It's very funny. It's
a funny show. And we appreciate the support, because it takes people like yourself to talk about it. Like, you know, everything that we do may not always be something that you may want to hear, but we're trying to spread the word, and spread the word of love, spread the word of tolerance, spread the word of that we can all really get along. We can find a way to respect each other. So we really, really, really need that. So thank you for supporting the show.
Tashina Arnold, thank you so much. We'll look for The Neighborhood tonight on CBS. Second season, may there be many more.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Speak it, speak it.
All right, neighbor. Have a great day.
You too. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you.
100.7 WHUD, Imagine Dragons, and then we'll check traffic for you. WHUD. First